What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we look at the roles and functions of the Attorney General's Chambers. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Glad you could join us. Section 79 of the Jamaican Constitution makes provision for the appointment of an Attorney General. The Attorney General, a political appointee, is appointed by the Governor General on the advice of the Prime Minister as the principal legal advisor to the government. Even though the post of the Attorney General is a political one, it is also a professional post, and the appointee should not be influenced by political considerations in giving legal opinions. Simply put, the Attorney General is the government's lawyer and provides legal advice and representation for civil matters on behalf of the state, with the exception of criminal cases or cases involving the commission of an offense. Criminal cases are handled by the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP.
The Attorney General is also head of the bar. In this regard, there are very specific responsibilities for the proper regulation of the legal profession in the island and for the delivery of legal education across the Caribbean community.
Attorney General Marlene Malahou-Fort. The Attorney General is the head of the chambers that comprises the administrative head of the chambers or the Solicitor General and 50 attorneys who perform the day-to-day legal work of the office and other support staff. In order for the Attorney General's chambers to effectively carry out its functions, it is divided into 5 divisions. These include the litigation, international, general legal advice, constitutional and legislation, and commercial divisions. Let's look at these divisions. The litigation division is responsible for the conduct of all civil proceedings instituted against and on behalf of the government. The attorneys who comprise this division also handles matters involving judicial review and constitutional redress. The international division advises the government on all matters involving public and private international law. Attorneys in this division represent Jamaica before such agencies as the United Nations and its specialized agencies, the Caribbean Community and Common Market, and other world organizations.
The work covers a wide range of matters, including international trade and investment, CARICOM, the environment, international security, and included in the international security are areas of mutual legal assistance, drug trafficking, arms trafficking, human trafficking, anti-corruption, counter-terrorism measures, human rights, air law and policy, law of the sea, and maritime delimitation.
The division also represents the chambers in the negotiation and drafting of treaties and other international agreements and protocols, prepares multilateral agreements, treaties, and bilateral agreements with foreign states, and provides advice on Jamaica's obligations under these instruments. Now, in the General Legal Advice Division, attorneys provide guidance for various ministries, departments, and agencies. The members of this division represent the government at sittings of the Industrial Disputes Tribunal, the Public and Police Services Commissions, and conduct arbitrations on behalf of the government. They also advise the government on matters relating to licensing authorities and land acquisition. The Constitutional and Legislation Division is responsible for examining proposed legislation before they are presented to Parliament.
The division provides legal advice throughout the stages of development of all the laws that we pass in Parliament.
And the final division we will look at today is the Commercial Division. This division is responsible for advising the government on all commercial matters. Its functions include representing the government in negotiations with national and international corporations, national and multinational commercial institutions on financial and tax matters, and in negotiating international loan agreements and bilateral agreements with foreign states. For further information about the Attorney General's Chambers, call 876-906-2412 or visit their website, agc.gov.jm. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Sabers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.